following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. I am filming from what is probably one of the most unique places that I've ever filmed a Wilson Wednesday. I am in the bathroom. And not just any bathroom, but the Refuge Church office bathroom. So here I am, and I had to be in here. But before I get into that, let me just say, on Sunday night, we had the launch for Rooted. And I will just tell you, it was so incredible to see 60 plus people sign up to go through this discipleship training program we're gonna do here at Refuge. And I would encourage you the next time we do it in the fall, that if you didn't get signed up for this one, that you get signed up for that one. And one of the ideas behind Rooted is that people would grow. It's a 10-week discipleship course. Certainly the idea is that they would grow in their walk and then in their understanding of who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. But there's a huge element of it that it also is for people to build relationships with each other. So over the course of the next 10 weeks, we're going to grow in relationship with each other in small group format. I had a great time with my guys and that are in my group. It was phenomenal last night, just opening up and talking and seeing how each other are doing and praying for each other. I'm looking forward to the next 9 weeks that we get to do that with each other. But here's the question. Why are you in the bathroom at Refuge? And there's something in this bathroom that I wanted to use as a picture analogy. And here's that picture analogy right here. I want you to take a look at this, if I can do this right. And that right there, that's a faucet. And it's just a run-of-the-mill faucet. There's nothing special about that faucet. In fact, I think I pretty much use it every day here at Refuge. And there's nothing really super special about the faucet. You would look at the faucet and think to yourself, well, it looks like just a regular old faucet. And you wouldn't marvel at the faucet. But listen, here's the thing. The faucet has great significance. It's pretty important. You know what the faucet does? It distributes water. Here, I want to show you. It actually does work. Look at that. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty incredible. And if you didn't know any better, if you saw a faucet and you didn't know what was happening with a faucet and you saw water come out of it, you'd think that the faucet itself was this miraculous thing, that water just flows out of this faucet. But here's the thing. It's not the faucet that's amazing, right? Because you can get a faucet anywhere and you can have a faucet and not distribute water. The faucet is not the important thing, right? It's the place that water is coming from. It's the place where the water is flowing from. It's actually, I think, representative of us. We are in some ways like faucets. We are not the thing that's amazing, right? Can I get an amen for that? We are not the amazing thing. We are the simple, run-of-the-mill faucets. And all of us have different giftings and abilities that we use to honor the Lord, to honor him. And that it is him flowing through us, flowing like that water that is amazing. In fact, we all need that. And if we don't have the Lord, then we're just simple run-of-the-mill faucets. But instead, in this case, we look at the faucet and we think, wow, that is a simple faucet. But there is something flowing through that faucet that makes it so unique and so special and so amazing. And maybe you don't think it is unique and special, but think about the people in the world who have to go and get water from somewhere and bring it to them. And then maybe there's not even enough water. And here we have faucets that just flow with water. The thing that's amazing about the faucet is it's just it's a tool, it's a vessel. It's a flow. It's a way that the water will flow. The amazing thing about the faucet is what's behind that faucet to bring us water. And there's a portion in scripture I read this weekend in John chapter 4, where Jesus is talking to the woman at the well. And to that woman, remember, she's kind of lost. She said, I've been married. Or he said, you've been married, and the man you're living with now isn't even your husband. And she's empty. She's a faucet, but she's a faucet that Jesus wants to run through. And Jesus goes to her and says, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
And that's that living water that fills us, that actually makes us more than just faucets. And then he says, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, talking about the water in the well. But whoever drinks of the water I shall give him will never thirst. But the water I shall give him will be coming in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. And that's that salvation life that he's talking about. It's the filling life that he's talking about. And it's the thing that makes you just more than a faucet. And so I would encourage you today to be filled with the Spirit. He's definitely gifted you. He's given you something that you can do for him. And now it's your call to say, listen, I'm going to walk with him today. I'm going to be filled with him today. And I'm going to be the best faucet I can be, to the distributor of the living water, to people, whoever comes in my path. I'm going to be a distributor of that living water. I'm never going to take credit for being the water or the source of the water. The faucet never takes credit for being the source of the water. It's always the distributor of the water, right? And that's all we are. We're distributors. And as the most effective faucets will always be connected to that life source, to the life-giving water. So be connected today. Have a great week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.